Morning. I'm Jerome. Enough said. So it'll be cut. Look, I only took 4 seconds to do that. What I was going to do today is demonstrate a little bit of a pet project I have on the side around Windows 8, Windows Phone. I like to play with technology. I'm the biz dev guys, but I got to keep up with the tech guys. Otherwise, I'm getting there, up there in my advanced years. So I'm trying to, you know, stay current with the technology. So I have a bit of a pet project. I have a Lutron lighting system at home, which is IP enabled. So it allows you to control lights, thermostat, shades, a variety of other things in your home. And I thought, hey, why not see if I could control this through Windows Phone, and of course now through Windows 8 and Windows 8 Phone. And so what I was going to demonstrate this morning, and I went back to my old school days, create a little test harness. It's self independent. Don't hack my wireless because it's going to kill the demo. What I decided to do was, you know, see if I could interact with the repeater and control all the lights, all the functions in the house. But in somewhat of a unique way. I didn't want to just turn the light on and off. I wanted to be able to program zones and do certain things. So, for example, when I drive down the driveway, as soon as the network notices my phone, it'll turn the side light on, or it can open the garage door, that sort of thing. So the way the system basically works, it creates a mesh network between all the devices that you have from the Lutron. They talk to the repeater through a proprietary RF protocol, which is awesome because, as you can see, the repeater right here, right beside the Linksys router, the antennas are side by side. It never interferes with any of your other wireless devices. And then, of course, you have any device, and you know, I can have a desktop, laptop, my Surface, my Windows Phone, communicate with it. So I have to switch screens here, and as you can imagine, so you have these in-wall units. You can have table, top, lamps. As you can see, I've brought out the some good-looking lights. So let me bring up my slate here. So what I'll do is I'm actually going to close it first and just restart it up for you. The first thing you'll notice is after this session, I'm going to spend some time with Grant and really write a user interface. I'm still a little bit challenged there. I think I'm going to need some pointers for, but I really wanted, you know, old school UI that basically just works and that is super quick. And basically, what I've done is I've created this Windows 8 app with pinch and zoom, and you can see I've created the idea of different zones. And I don't touch the repeater. Everything's virtualized in the app. I store all the data up in the cloud or the profile so that when you get on a different device, it just knows everything about the app. So you can see you have zones, and you can go around zones, and you, by default, you have an all-light zone. And if I'm on our little network here, I should be able to pick a light, and the light should go on by itself. And you should be... Yeah, there you go. You know, you never know with these demos. And so what I really cool about the app, and of course you can do all sorts of things, and this is just my first sort of version of the app on Windows 8, and you can dim lights, and you can do certain things, right, and play with it. But the really power behind it is now when you virtualize this, you can start to make it do certain things. It freaks the kids out, because when I work at this at night, they get up in the morning, they're sure that I was messing with the lights or there's something wrong with them in the morning. And the beauty of all of this is that I wrote this in for Windows 8, and I thought, hey, can I use this on Windows Phone? And I have the app. I had it in Windows 7.5. So I have my my phone here, my Windows 8 phone, and this is a Nokia 920. And the cool part is the helper class that I wrote to actually do all the communication with the repeater. It listens on the network. It does a variety of other things. I'm in biz dev. I tell customers that you can use that code as is and bring it in. This is the beauty of the platform. And it doesn't matter if you're running, you know, a Surface, a laptop, an Ultrabook, whatever, and now Windows Phone. And I imported that class, and everything just worked. It just did it all. And the reason I did that was I could have, I'll make sure that I'm connected to the wireless network, which I am. Again, you can't see it, but my app and my icon is a light bulb, just in case. I'm a little weak on the UI, I know. So it'll go there. It's going to detect the wireless network. It goes and detects the repeater. And eventually, you'll get the same UI, which is, you know, you'll get all the lights and you can control them. It takes a bit of time because I have a lot more devices in the house. And you can see those two are lit, meaning these lights. And I should be able to say something like this. And, you know, from the phone, it will turn the light off. But that wasn't really, I knew I could do that. But what I tell customers is, you know, You can recreate the exact same experience here as on the surface, but is that really what is necessary? Companionships are better. And so what I really wanted is, in the house, my kids have a tendency to leave the lights on all the time. And so I wanted a fire and forget type of solution. So with Windows Phone 8, we've always had the voice activation in Phone, but only in Phone 8 have we actually created the APIs that you yourself can use, right? So if I want to call Ulner, I'll just say, you know, call Ulner, and it'll make the call. That's always been supported, but you can support that in your app now. And for me, that was great. I'd already written all the networking layer piece for my app, so I thought, hey, can I do this now on Phone? And so, let's see if this works. I was busy the last few weeks. Light remote, turn lights off. And eventually, it's going to cycle through all the lights. There's a lot of devices. It'll air out on some of them because, obviously, they're not actually here. The repeater is connected from home. But eventually, it'll go, and it'll bring all the lights down in the house or all the lights on. But the cool, it's a bit of a, yeah. I'm up late at night. I don't sleep well. I've got 3 teenage daughters. So you know how it goes. So the thing is, the beauty of all this is that you can start to, you know, we did call this event pure imagination, right? So you really kind of think about all the crazy things you can do out there and just go and do them. Windows 8 and the platform really enables you to do that. And it doesn't matter if you're a pro dev or you're, you know, a hacker, or, you know, an old guy like me, it's still fun and you can do a lot of stuff. Thanks very much. Bill?